North Carolina's top Republican lawmaker, Senate Leader Phil Berger, is urging health officials to start random sample testing for the coronavirus. Without such data, he says, North Carolina is just guessing about the extent of the outbreak. More information might allow the state to reopen some businesses, he says. But as WFAE's Claire Donnelly reports, others say the state doesn't have the resources.
Senate Leader Phil Berger says North Carolina needs a new approach to the coronavirus pandemic. He wants state health officials to randomly test a few hundred people.
What we know about the coronavirus at this point is, for the most part, based on tests that have been performed on people who are symptomatic. We have no accurate information about how many people there are in the population at large who have been exposed to the coronavirus.
Berger says closing some businesses and the governor's stay-at-home order are hurting the economy. He says testing data could show that Democratic Governor Roy Cooper is doing the right thing with his stay-at-home order, which began Monday.
But it may also be that we can take our foot off the pedal a little bit and allow restaurants to maybe reopen in part. But I mean, the fact is, we just don't know. And all I'm saying is we need to know.
A state health department spokeswoman did not immediately respond to a request for comment. There are two kinds of testing for the coronavirus. In one, a doctor swabs your throat and nose. That checks whether you currently have the virus in your body. Another study, called an antibody study, can determine whether you have ever had the virus. It looks at your blood for a substance your immune system produced to fight off the coronavirus. Berger wants to do both tests on a random sample of people to better understand the outbreak. But Chris Woods, a professor of medicine and global health at Duke University, says widespread swabbing would be tricky.
Random sampling of an entire community when there's ongoing community spread outside of the context of a study that has a very specific goal is probably not the greatest use of limited resources at the moment.
Hospitals and healthcare providers across North Carolina say they have limited testing capacity. So right now, tests are reserved for people who have symptoms or have been in direct contact with someone who's tested positive. Wood says scientists at Duke are collecting blood samples for an antibody study, which he says could help develop a treatment for the virus in the future. Democratic Senator Jeff Jackson of Charlotte agrees that the state doesn't have enough tests and protective equipment to spare. And Jackson says since the outbreak is just starting, officials shouldn't rush to reopen businesses.
I can't imagine any scenario in which we would get data back saying it's time to open things back up. Everyone agrees we haven't even hit peak infection in North Carolina. The state epidemiologist is clear that we're still in the acceleration phase.
As of Friday afternoon, Mecklenburg County had 564 positive coronavirus cases, according to state health department numbers. Berger's home, Rockingham County, had 3 cases and 1 death. For WFAE News, I'm Claire Donnelly.